WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 62 degrees, cooling off a little bit. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to WTAW listeners sending photos and the sounds of yesterday's hailstorm to the Citibank text line at 979-695-1620. We've gotten a few more this morning. Some pretty crazy stuff out there. Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead said that severe weather played a role in several wrecks on Highway 6, including a semi that caught fire. Mead also said lightning struck a home in the Sendera development between Welburn and Milliken, but no fire there. The National Weather Service reported rainfall through this morning at Easterwood Airport measured almost an inch. Before spring break, the Bryan School Board received an update on expanding, remodeling, and building new campuses financed by a voter-approved bond issue in November 2014. Tonight, administrators are asking the board to move ahead on changes at Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, and the Hammond-Oliver Annex. Those recommendations have not been made public, but 2 weeks ago, the board had no opposition to recommendations from the district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, which set in motion what the board might vote on tonight.
We leave the alternative school at MC Harris, then we renovate the MC Harris facility to accommodate Star Academy. They have three classrooms in there, so there's a little bit of renovation we need to do in that building. And then the annex would take over DAEP.
The recommendations 2 weeks ago included moving all special education offices to the current administration building after those functions are relocated to the former SFA building and leaving the former Milam Elementary building vacant. 8 months behind schedule, the city of Bryan's new fire station number 2 is nearing completion. On our show, Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says they're looking at a May opening.
They're trying to close it out for us so we can start moving in right at the end of April. So, okay. And the fire marshals will be moving down there too.
Okay.
Our offices will be down there.
Does it have a pole in it?
No.
I
know.
I hate that. Yeah, I know. Well, I gave College Station same grief too. You know, you need to have a pole in there. What the heck, right? You know?
They didn't ask my opinion.
I know.
The more than $6 million facility is located north of Villa Maria and west of Texas at the corner of Cavett and Lawrence. One of the newest members of the College Station City Council is a previous member of the governing body. John Nichols, who returned last November, will be involved in hiring a third city manager.
I think the process is going to go quite smoothly. Obviously, we have a talented individual with lots of experience and knows almost everything there is to know about the different departments in the city. So I think the transition is going to go very well, and I think the staff and I know the council will very much support him in that role.
Nichols, during a visit on our show, says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman will lead the council through the development of next year's budget. What happens after that has not been decided. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8 at 62 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty. One more look at local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Branham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine and breezy weather, the story through the rest of the day. It's going to be rather warm. Temperatures will be 75 to 80 this afternoon. We have clear skies in the forecast for the overnight. It'll be somewhere between 45 and 50. Back to sunshine, breezy conditions tomorrow, but cooler, highs 65 to 70, clear down to 45 tomorrow night. On Wednesday, abundant sunshine, milder, highs 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Talked to a caller during the news, lives in South College Station, said he didn't look at his rain, didn't have his rain gauge, but figured he got about 5 inches of rain in a really short time period. That's the second caller we've gotten from down around Milliken, yeah, where they had serious rain down there.
Yeah. I guess it went around me for some reason.
Well,
it got like a dome over my place.
He said that he looked on the radar, there was a little purple spot, and it was right over his house.
Yeah, huh.
It's like it's on the radar. Like, you don't look outside and see.
We had a listener text in a picture, and this was from a home about 2 miles west of Caldwell,
okay,
but he's holding that piece of hail up next to a baseball, and it's bigger.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, Caldwell got it bad.
Yeah.
Again, and that's lots of buildings, could have been livestock, and plenty of property going to get messed up because of that. All right, so pretty good weekend for A&M sports fans. There's still people out there who aren't A&M sports fans, so to help you get through your bracket week where you have no bracket left.
Has your March madness turned into March sadness?
No.
Workplace morale was high. Slacking off was easy. Good times. Until your bracket busted, or the off days with no games. But don't worry. Get the new March Madness Office app, filled with exciting office pools to play at work, no matter what's happened with the actual tournament. Like March Katniss. Guess which one of your female coworkers has more cat pictures in her cubicle?
Yeah.
And find out all the cats' names and add them to your bracket. Yeah. Right, Mr. Whiskers? Or what about March Fatness? Guess which one of your coworkers keeps stealing people's lunch from the break room?
Oh, not again!
The March Madness Office app. So many ways to get through the week until more basketball action hits. And we can all get back to doing what we do best. Not working.
Yeah.
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 Well, what time is the A&M men's tip-off?
6:47, I believe.
Central time?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So it'll be 4:47 West Coast.
Can't be missing any work or anything.
Oh.
I hate that. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we had one more ballpark meal.
Oh, okay.
This from Texas Rangers.
Oh.
Would be the Dilly Dog.
The Dilly Dog.
This is a dill pickle that has been cored out and stuffed with an Angus beef jumbo dog.
Oh.
Then it's battered and fried to a golden brown.
Interesting.
I would try it.
Well, yeah,
that's a lot of pickle.
Well, you know, they've had the boomstick for forever.
Yeah. What's the boomstick?
That's the humongous hot dog.
Okay.
It's like 2 foot long.
Wow.
2 feet long.
Did you know that medicine, ketchup used to be sold as medicine?
Really?
Yeah.
What was it? What did it help with?
If we were only a way we could Google and find out what that would be.
You could cover up the blood and nobody would know the difference.
But it just says what popular hot dog topping was once sold as medicine.
Yeah.
Who puts ketchup on their hot dogs?
It said a what? I love ketchup on my hot dogs.
Ooh, really?
What is ew about that?
I don't trust people who put ketchup on their hot. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you don't trust your co-host.
I definitely don't trust you.
All right, so anyway, did you look it up?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
What's it say?
A published medical paper claimed tomatoes could treat digestive problems.
Oh, okay.
So 3 years later, Archibald Miles began producing Dr. Miles compound extract of tomato.
Dang, there you are.
And a quick correction, it's 6:37.
Yeah.
A loyal listener, maybe his name rhymes with Pitt Choward, texted me in. And
It said what?
6:30. It's 6:37.
Tip-off
is 6:37.
What'd you say? I thought
6:47.
Oh.
I was 10 minutes off. Right. It'll probably end up being 6:47 anyways.
I would have missed all of the good action.
Yeah, they end up having to push those things back.
Yep. All right, so I'm out of town over the weekend, had some street food, had some grilled Brussels sprouts.
Ooh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Listen, this and actually so good, made it at the house last night. And basically take them and this guy grilled them, I think, on a flat grill as opposed to in the oven.
Right.
With honey sriracha sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
You make a honey sriracha sauce. Man, that was not bad at all.
I'm not big on the Brussels sprouts, but the honey sriracha sounds pretty good.
Well, you know, my thought is you could probably chop up broccoli and do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If you're not a fan of that. All right, so Thames Valley police pulled over a car in the city of Milton Keynes. That's just over in England, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Asked the driver to see his license. That's when he allegedly whipped out an ID with the name Homer Simpson on it. And to make things worse, the picture on the license was straight out of the Simpsons cartoon.
This is everybody's fault but mine.
That's right. Cops less than amused. Driver faces charges of driving without a proper license, driving with no insurance, and they confiscated his car. What is that about?
Wow.
What did he do to them?
I don't know.
Hey, trying to
have a little
Simpson.
Fun. Having a little fun.
Yeah. Having a little fun.
Yeah. So the big rumor over the weekend is that Olympic figure skater, I guess there are a lot of rumors, but this one, Olympic figure skater and bronze medalist Adam Rippon, is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, might be getting ready to do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Of course yeah. he is.
So Adam told Entertainment Tonight.
That would be
tonight,
so good.
I think it would be a great opportunity and really be fun. I've always wanted to learn how to dance because I've just been a solo act, like a one-man show.
Yeah.
However, during the show, it would be a little complicated because he's already committed to Stars on Ice.
Oh.
That has tour dates that overlap with the dancing season.
Stars on Ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would mean that he and his partner might have to spend a lot of time flying between the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that. So we'll see how that works out. Now, fortunately, we have a dancing event locally. Which
right.
is coming up.
Yes. It is.
This weekend.
This weekend, you guys.
Okay.
Saturday.
All right.
Yep. So,
how many? How? What times it start?
Whew, it starts at 6.
Okay. And
It is going to be at the Hildebrand Equine Complex,
okay.
where the A&M Equestrian Team,
okay.
Plays.
So,
and
like, is
competes.
There is there a meal involved or anything like that? Or are we just kind of sitting around talking until y'all dance on the table?
Yeah.
What happens?
Y'all, does that mean you're coming?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very
oh, sure.
nice.
I
yeah,
have a
yeah.
wedding.
I've got a I've got a timeline right here. But apparently, between 6 and 6:45. There's cocktails and mingling.
Oh, mingling. There'll be mingling.
Yeah, this is way too fancy for
I'm
me.
I'm not sure if there's dinner, Scott.
Okay.
You might need to eat beforehand.
Can I bring like a Chick-fil-A with me and just eat in front of other
sure.
people?
Sure. Yeah.
Scott
think that
would
be
that
totally
guy.
Fine. And then they're actually going to let some real dancers dance before us.
Oh.
There's going to be some exhibition dances.
All right.
And then the dance competition will begin around 7:45.
Now,
oh, my
goodness. give us a sneak peek into this ensemble that you'll be sporting. Are you in Catnip wearing matching outfits?
No, because okay. we're not. Yeah, I mean, we are dancing to the same song at
right.
the same time, obviously, but uh-huh. I'm not sure what him and his partner have decided on.
Okay.
I am wearing a dress.
Okay. No kidding.
And
okay,
dancing
tell me more.
Shoes.
You're wearing shoes? Okay.
I'm wearing dancing shoes.
Okay.
Station
yes.
bought. Dancing shoes.
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
And what are you going to do with the dancing shoes afterwards?
Well, save them, put them in my closet, and pull them out when I need them.
Oh.
They're actually very comfortable. I was
really?
A little worried. And they do
thing.
Have a little bit of a heel on them. But
oh, right.
yeah, no, very comfortable. They are swing shoes. So
okay.
they're the classic, like, black and white.
Wow.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. We're going
very
with the whole
nice.
Style. My
all
partner
right.
has matching men's swing dance shoes.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, we'll
secret
definitely.
Secret weapon.
Yeah, secret weapon. Exactly.
By
so.
The way, there will be a steak dinner. And wine.
Oh, good.
Oh,
see,
right.
I know nothing about what's all actually right. going
Chelsea.
On. I've just been so worried about the dance part of it and the fundraising. You guys, real quick, shout out to the listeners who have already donated in my name.
Okay.
I'm kicking butt in the fundraising department.
How can they do that if they want to?
You can
donate?
Go online. Health for All's website is HLTH4all.org.
Uh-huh.
You can go online, you click on the event, which is called Dancing for the Health of It, and then find my name, my little face, my picture. Picture, click on it, and it's super easy. You can donate right there. Any amount would be greatly appreciated. But
and how many times a day can you send a link on Facebook to that page?
What do you mean?
Can you send a link through Facebook?
Sure. Yeah,
and
I can do that.
How many times have you done that?
Well, I mean, I've been promoting it on my social
yeah,
media,
uh-huh.
My Twitter and
okay.
my Instagram.
Oh, okay, but not Facebook.
But
okay,
I, yeah,
right.
but I will put something on WTAW's Facebook
oh, yeah.
page. Because we got one more week, guys. One more week. We gotta raise as many funds as we can.
And by the way, Catnip has been trying really, really hard to somehow overtake Chelsea, and he still hasn't done it yet.
No.
I mean, he's
going to be very good, though. I think their dance is going to be really good. He's got a very impressive partner.
Okay.
So,
see how that works out. All right, that's coming up on Saturday.
On Saturday, so buy tickets or donate, either one.
Have something to do. That'll be just fine. Okay, so the foodies over at 7-Eleven have outdone themselves with a ready-made grub once again. What are you laughing about?
Foodies at 7-Eleven.
I know. All right. What a silly thing to say. This time, the Daily Meal reports that customers can indulge their late-night munchies with a tater tot bar.
Oh yes. Tell me more.
That features toppings like chili sauce.
Oh, yeah.
There's no meat in it. They just call it chili sauce, you know. Also, cheese, pico de gallo, onions, jalapenos, pickles, and ranch dressing.
Oh, that sounds like so much heartburn waiting to happen.
Yes, it does. It really does. Robin Murphy, who works as the director of fresh food for the chain.
Sure.
Fresh food and 7-Eleven. That goes together. Anyway, says the tots are hot. And you'll find trendy eateries and restaurants are encouraging culinary creativity with a tot bar. And so 7-Eleven has kind of hopped onto that, and they're going to do a tot bar. But, yeah, I'm only hearing probably – and, again, it's 2 in the morning. You're downing this, right? And then you get home. That's okay if you're young, you could do it. But if you're over 30, we would suggest probably that you don't.
I mean, it sounds amazing, but at the same time, 7-Eleven, I don't trust chili sauce – from a gas station anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore. He used to.
Up until then, right.
Right.
And once again, most important thing is if you're eating in your car, be sure and finish it or at least throw the container out, because the next morning when you get in the car, if you had the windows closed and there's any leftovers you'll go, what in the world did I consume?
It's a little funky.
Just going on. But anyway, but we don't have a 7-Eleven here. Is that right? So I'm not sure if we can get
I don't think we do anymore.
All right. There it goes. 821.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, March the 19th, 1826, Cherokee leader John Dunn Hunter arrived in Mexico City to renew negotiations with the Mexican government for land for a Cherokee settlement in Texas, but regretfully returned to Texas April 1826 with news of his failure. Dunn Hunter claimed to be ignorant of his birthplace and that he was taken prisoner with two other white children by Native Americans who either belonged to or are associated with the Kickapoo Nation. Hunter, an American born about 1796, claimed to have been captured by the Cherokees as a child. Although he lived with the Indians until about 1816, he received a fairly good education and traveled considerably through the United States and England. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Are you newly engaged, planning a wedding? You're in luck. The spring 2018 issue of Brazos Valley Bride is hot off the press and is the ultimate resource for brides-to-be. Flip through 148 pages of local content from local professionals who can help you plan the most beautiful day of your life. Find the Brazos Valley Bride spring 2018 issue at local businesses all across the Brazos Valley, or visit BrazosValleyBride.com to access our digital edition anytime, anywhere. That's BrazosValleyBride.com.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
823 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Caller tells me that the Sunocos were bought by 7-Eleven. So
yeah, and someone texted and said there's a 7-Eleven at 21 and 6.
Okay, so. All right. Well, there. So hopefully they'll get the Tater Tot Bar, and we can send Zach out there. Company
yeah,
will pay for it.
Investigative reporting.
Get you the credit card. And you
live
can,
on location.
Crazy. Well, I don't know if you want to go live with it or
I
not.
Still haven't tried the nacho fries yet.
Gotta get on that.
That's a hot deal, though, man. That's a big deal. That's the best-selling new product they've
ever
had.
Might have to go try that today.
So everybody knows that moms are heroes, as if we didn't know that.
Right.
Not a 9-to-5 job, that's for sure. But now research has confirmed what every mom already knows. It's actually more work than a full-time job.
Yep.
Survey of 2,000 American moms of children ages 5 to 12 analyzed their weekly schedule. The study that was conducted by Welch's The Juice People revealed that the average daily start time for a mom, 6:23 a.m.
Yeah.
Anyway. Once she's finished all her tasks, she's done at 8:30. So that means that's basically 98 hours a week, which would be 2.5 times your average job. So just letting you know that mom's working a long time. I think you probably already knew that, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then there's this mom, Darla Faye Drury. Darla Faye driving her daughter, who's 10, through the Mojave Valley in Arizona when they got into a one-car accident. Darla allegedly told her daughter to walk to a family member's house, which was nearby, which she did. But on the way, she dialed 911. Police arrived at the scene to find a heavily intoxicated Darla. She was slurring her speech, couldn't answer any questions about what had happened. She blew a .29.
Whoa, Darla.
Yeah, Darla.
Yeah, two felony counts of aggravated DUI. Mm. That's a pretty serious number right there.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Okay.
I mean, over 3 times the legal limit to drive.
You're right. So here we go. The Backstreet Boys are ready to branch out. You know, extending your brand is always a good thing to do.
I think they're going country, aren't
they?
They're
going to food.
Oh, food.
They're going
just
into
kidding.
Food.
Thank goodness.
No music, just food.
That's
okay.
Right. TMZ reports that the boy band has filed documents for the trademark Backstreet Barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh.
For a new restaurant.
Okay. Where is it going to be?
Don't know. Oh. It's all we got. Okay.
Did they do the Chili's, the baby back ribs? No, that was NSYNC, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so
I want my baby back.
Yeah, it sounded just like that.
Chili's, baby back ribs. So nearly 4 years ago, Honda's mean mower went an average of 116.5 miles per hour, setting the record for the world's fastest lawnmower. That record was broken. But now Honda trying to reclaim it with a beast that is called the MK2. MK2. Current record is 133 miles an hour, set in November of 2015 by a Norwegian company.
Mm.
Honda says that they're shooting to go 134. Company didn't announce when they would be making their attempt, but they got a video out there if you want to see one that's really fast. All right, I got this. Tell me if you believe this. When it comes to stuffed animals, men are real softies. A study found that 84% of men still have at least one stuffed animal.
What? 84%?
Compared to 77% for women.
What would you do if you were dating a guy who had a stuffed bear, Chelsea? As somebody
I mean,
who has
I
a
have
stuffed
a stuffed
animal,
bear,
yes.
So I don't know if that's like
You'd
hypocritical.
Be like, oh, we were meant to be.
40% of adults say that.
That just seems really high.
40% of adults say they still interact with their stuffed animal.
Oh, that's weird.
What does interact mean?
I don't know. 53% of adults still have stuffed animals from their childhood.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
You can wash it and give it to your youngin.
And I don't throw stuff away, so that's...
Okay. 29% of people have a designated drawer for any sentimental items.
Yeah. I don't throw things away.
Well,
that's why I
look,
have
I've got
it.
I've got mine. I got Brownie, but Brownie's back home. I didn't bring Brownie to college with me.
Okay.
He's still hanging out at the parents.
That's right. Of course, you know, then your mom has the garage sale and sells Brownie.
Do you
you'll
FaceTime with Brownie?
No, we don't.
Do you still interact with him?
Whenever
Mom,
I come,
put Brownie on the phone.
Whenever I come home, I say, hey, I mean.
I want to Skype with Brownie.
We've grown apart, especially since one of their dogs, like, grabbed him and tore his nose off. He's not nearly the stuffed bear that he used to be.
Yeah, he's scared of dogs.
Man. Yeah.
Charlie Hamperton of England had a dream job. Well, his dream was to quit his job, sell everything that he owned, buy a camper van, and travel around the UK and then Europe with his pet ferret named Bandit.
Oh.
And he said, it just made me realize that all these people had dreams and desires, and some of them have passed away, and they haven't been able to do it, so I'm going to do that.
Well,
so
good for him.
Selling everything so that he and Bandit can travel.
If you can afford that and you want to make that leap, then by all means jump.
That's yep. Go have a big time. So, a growing number of Hollywood celebrities are writing CGI clauses into their wills that can give film companies the rights to use them as a hologram.
Oh, and then I guess do they like family members get paid?
Pay the estate.
Well, let's see what's happening with Tupac and.
Yeah,
everybody else. So.
I guess that's probably right. Okay.
Yeah. Well. I mean, I guess I understand in a situation where if you die during the filming of a movie and they want to finish the movie,
like right?
Princess Leia, right?
But use somebody who's been dead for like 15 years because they can't find a better living actress.
Be a little
actor.
Random. Hello. Yeah.
Good morning, Scott. This is Michelle Mead.
Michelle,
from Brazos County.
How are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
Wonderful. Just ahead of our newscast then, Michelle, tell us a little bit about what you know as far as the storm damage that we had across Brazos County last night.
A little bit of excitement there for a while. A lot of lightning, a lot of high winds, a fair amount of hail, although it does not appear that we got the size hail that some of our neighboring counties got. The highest or the biggest hail that I received reports of was golf ball size hail here in Brazos County.
And now that was within the city limits, or that's the biggest you heard for the entire county?
Based on a Facebook post, that was over by Sam's.
Okay, all right. Michelle Mead is with us this morning. She's the Brazos County Emergency Management Coordinator. Now, as far as when did y'all deploy to the center, knowing that this weather was on the way?
Actually, we did not activate last night at all.
Okay.
We were monitoring from whatever location we were at.
So now, what is the tipping point when you decide that you will come together as a group to decide whenever any kind of an emergency is happening?
If there had been a request from someone in the field for additional resources that could not be provided through the normal means, or if it looked like we had quite a bit of damage that was resulting from the storms, or the anticipation of a heavy rain event, which we've certainly done partial activations before.
Kind of educate me a little bit about the communication system that you use. How do your people out in the field communicate with one another into a central point?
A lot of what I do is monitor radio traffic for the county calls. That's typically when what I'm doing during those storms coming through.
That means sworn officers are in touch with you or they're in touch and you monitor that.
We typically can hear that traffic that's going across the radio, and especially for the volunteers. And if the volunteers are going, typically there is law enforcement involved in that, either DPS, sheriff's office, or both, or constables for that matter.
Well, I know there are people out there listening this morning. They're going, hey, I live out in the county, and I had hail a lot bigger than that. How do you get information from people other than sworn officers and such?
We would love. I think we're trying to get as many people educated through our Skywarn classes when we have them here locally so they can become storm spotters, not only for the county but for the National Weather Service. It is hoped that information is called into the National Weather Service when they get that, or they can certainly call into our office or into dispatch, as a matter of fact, since dispatch is manned 24/7. One of the dispatch offices, either Brazos County or College Station.
Okay, how can we disseminate the information as to when those classes are held so people can get certified, if you will, for that?
We just held two of our biggest classes here in, I believe, March 1st or 2nd, and we pushed those out to our media partners as much as possible to get as many people here in those classes. If there's enough demand, we'll have another one later this year. Based on scheduling for the National Weather Service representatives who come up here, but typically they're around March of each year.
Okay, and Michelle, how would they get in touch with you or your office?
You can always call 821-1000 and leave a message with us to let us know that there is additional demand for those classes. We'd love to hear from people.
Glad to hear that generally it was not as bad. We certainly know over in Burleson County it seemed to hit over there. And again, it's very localized. It could happen just down the road from some people who would get a lot of rain or hail, and some wouldn't get many. But having a network to get the word out is awfully important.
Well, that, and I know this is going to seem a little strange, but we actually have elevated fire danger going into today. We anticipate winds picking up later this afternoon and humidities dropping down into the teens. So we're now watching for that as well.
Okay. Anything else you need to share with us this morning?
I hope everyone stayed safe through the storms, and if they have damage that they would like to report, please feel free to direct them to the 821-1000 number.
Michelle Mead, she's the County Emergency Management Coordinator. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. All right, there we go. That's it from the officials.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It is 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's Bryan School Board meeting includes more campus renovation proposals. Details of what administrators want to do at Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, and the Hammond Oliver Annex have not been released to the public, but there was some discussion during a workshop earlier this month. Construction manager Jeff Windsor recommended moving BISD's Star Academy, targeting overaged middle school students, to a wing at MC Harris where future expansion is possible.
This area right now is empty. It is just it hasn't been renovated, hasn't been built out. Because of that, we're going to be able to go in and add brand new restrooms. So we're not going to do anything to diminish the program. In fact, with some of the renovations that we're trying to do, we will enhance the existing programs. We'll make the building much more, usable in the future.
MC Harris would continue to house BISD's alternative school, and the Hammond Oliver Annex would be the new home of the district's Disciplinary Alternative Education Program, or DAEP. Construction is nearing an end at the City of Bryan's new fire station number 2, which was supposed to be completed last October. An update was given during the show by Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse.
We had delays and delays of all kinds during construction, but we've got our doors coming in and they're putting the final touches on it. We're hoping to move in around May. So we're really excited about that.
Well, your west side access is a little bit better, too. And, again, that's going to be an explosively growing area, that's for sure.
Oh, it will. It will. And so, and this is something that they built in plans for the future growth of the city, all on the south and southeast and southwest end.
Firefighters, along with investigators and staff of the fire marshal's office, will occupy the new station at Cavett and Lawrence, which is west of Texas and north of Villa Maria. The rate of population growth in College Station is slowing down.
City spokesman Jay Sokol announced the February 2018 estimated population on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
117,841.
This year's estimate, based on College Station's residential certificates of occupancy, was up only 67 from last year. That's the first time since 2010 and only the third time since 1990 that the annual population increase was less than 1,000. The gain of 67 residents also follows College Station's largest annual population increase in the last 28 years, which was almost 8,000. In related housing statistics, the number of residential lots planted in College Station so far this year is 67. That compares to none at this time last year and 327 lots 2 years ago. This year's completed residential construction is down 44% from this time last year and down 104% from 2 years ago. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Later this year, the College Station City Council will start the process of selecting a city manager. It will be the third for Councilman John Nichols. Speaking on our show, Nichols says he has not heard from anyone asking why a search committee has not been formed.
Personally, I think it's an appropriate question to raise. I don't know that we have finally decided how we're going to handle that.
Nichols says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman will lead the council through the development of next year's budget. And Congressman Bill Flores was surprised by the recent defeat of proposed legislation that would ease how experimental drugs are provided to people with terminal illnesses.
This had such broad support that we could use something called suspension of the rules
is the methodology to bring it to the House floor.
The special procedure required a two-thirds majority vote to pass the Right to Try bill, but House Republicans fell 31 votes shy of the 290 that were needed. Flores on the Infomaniacs says he has stayed in contact with a local resident who has Lou Gehrig's disease.
He is adamant to try to use something like Right to Life in order to have a chance to live a normal life. And otherwise, he's subject to a death sentence. And I want something like this to give him that opportunity, and I can't imagine anybody who's trying to stand in the way of that.
Democrats and scores of patients groups say Right to Try would achieve little since the FDA already approves virtually all requests it receives under a similar existing program. The Senate approved a similar bill last summer. WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 63 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God asked, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Jeremiah 2 and verse 32. It's hard to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding gown. After all, brides spend long hours looking for and trying on dresses to find the right one. As hard as it is to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding dress, it's even harder to imagine someone forgetting God. After all, it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. Acts 17 and verse 28. Without the loving gift of His Son, we would all be perishing in our sins. John 3 and verse 16. We encourage you to come and remember God with us at the BCS Church of Christ. Our building is located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW is 840. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you go.
Sunny, breezy, warm, and dry. That's why a fire weather watch is in effect through 7 p.m. We'll be dealing with temperatures close to 75 to 80 and rather dry conditions. Clear tonight, winds diminish a bit, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cooler at 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will drop down to about 45. Abundant sunshine Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're moving through the series of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra this year. Next stop is Box Brandenburgs, and Mary's here to talk about that. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Opportunity for us to hear some local talent in this show.
Absolutely. This is we do have some outside soloists that are fantastic. Matthew Durst, harpsichord, and Adrian Greenbaum on flute. But, as you know, we have just incredibly fantastic musicians, and many of our principal players are going to be taking part as soloists. Oboe, Amy Burgess, Robert Chambers on trumpet. Of course, Penny Zent, everyone knows, on flute. And our concertmaster, of course, Javier Chaparro on violin. So it's going to be a family affair here.
There you are. Yeah, familiar faces. Now, that's coming up again on the 25th. Let's click ahead to Premier Market, which has kind of expanded. It's an opportunity to kind of make two or three days out of it.
Absolutely. Scott, may I go back for just one second,
Let's
please?
Do. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to remember that the Ham Family Trust is sponsoring that particular concert. And, of course, CHI St. Joseph Health is our season sponsor.
Sure.
So thank you for letting me
put
that in.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, those are the people to help make it happen. That's
Absolutely.
For sure.
And on to the Premier Market, which is coming up. Oh, boy, I tell you, we are busy, busy, busy at this time of year. It's going to be April 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday, and opens up at 9 o'clock. And We have, vendors from all over the United States. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I think the best one we've ever had. So we hope everyone will come out. It's just $5 for both days. Mm-hmm. And you get to, if you want to, there's even, special something you can buy to have mimosas before the event at 9 o'clock or even Bloody Marys on Saturday. Just something kind of fun to make it a little special, too.
Well, shop for yourself or shop for the rest of the year. You can get your ladies, they plan ahead for that kind of stuff. They see something to think about, hey, that'll be Christmas. And there hasn't been a year we haven't gone and bought something, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, graduation is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day, Father's Day. And for those really organized people, go ahead and get your Christmas stuff now and hide it in your house someplace.
That's it. And we did. I think last year's Christmas present we bought at Premier Market.
Oh, fantastic.
But again, that's because my wife plans ahead. All right, Texas Tenors, that's coming up on the 29th. I'll mention that.
Absolutely. Our Pops concert, we can hardly wait for that. And, these young gentlemen, they have been throughout the entire world. Billboard top 10 artists. Mm-hmm. Just incredible. They're going to be doing everything from country, pops, classic, Broadway. It's going to be the whole thing, and it is really going fast. They have fan groups all over Texas, all over the United States, all over the world, and they've been calling like crazy to get tickets. Great. And so get your ticket now. Now is the time.
Yep. So that wraps the season, but we ought to at least remind people, of course, Derby Days is coming up. That's in May, but you need to make your plans.
Now's the time to buy the table, and there's just about 4 or 5 spaces left, if I remember.
Okay.
And it's going to be wonderful. It's at the Equine Center this year. Cafe mm-hmm. XL is doing the food, and it's going to be our usual wonderful silent auction, live auction. There's some really, really cool stuff. In fact, I saw something. One of them's a trip to the actual Derby, and you stay in this old Victorian home. It's quite something. But that's just one of the many that's there. So put it on your calendar. Have a good time because, you don't have to wear your tux. You don't have to get all dressed up. You just, if you would like to, wear a big old hat and have fun. And this is I always say it's the most fun event in the Brazos Valley.
It's certainly different. So, again, Box Brandenburg's coming up on the 25th of this month. Premier Market next month on the 6th. And the Texas Tenors wrap up the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra season on the 29th. And, of course, don't forget Derby Day. If you want some more information, go to the website.
BVSO.org, our website. And if you need tickets, you can go to the box office at 845-1234.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Hyundai shares tumbled today in South Korea on news of a U.S. probe into why airbags failed to deploy in some of its Sonata sedans. Investors are worried about potential recall costs for the once popular cars. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has lifted a prohibition on partnerships between payday loan chain Ace Cash Express and national banks, as the agency's Trump-appointed head is encouraging financial institutions to offer more small-dollar consumer loans. The OCC rescinded a 2002 consent order that restricted Ace's ability to offer payday loans funded by nationally chartered banks. The Boston Marathon is giving runners who use music as motivation free access to elite competitors' playlists and tips. Insurance company John Hancock is teaming up with Spotify to let those taking part in next month's race listen to top runners' favorite music. Several top marathon performers have laid out their tracks for the project, and some recorded advice to help runners make it to the finish line. And that's Your Money Now.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof, and get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
He's the boss. He's the man. He's...
Wait, now.
He's in a quandary.
Oh, my God. What do we do?
Downs.
So, Chelsea.
Yes.
It's a quandary. There I was. I was getting ready to buy the Byron Broadcasting seat at the Dancing for the Health of it. And they said, who do you want this money applied to? And as you know, we have two Byron Broadcasting employees. And as you know, it's just like your mom and dad always said, well, I like you all, but in different ways. And I like you equally with your brother, Casey. Atnip, Catnip.
Sure, Catnip. You do.
So I don't.
Sure, you
don't,
do.
Because he's always in the control room with Catnip during his show.
Oh, right. He talks to him on a daily basis.
He's always bringing Catnip breakfast.
Special breakfast.
Catnip, buying him shoes.
I would point out that Catnip is reasonably respectful to me.
Well, good.
Oh, and I'm not.
Wow.
So you better pucker up.
So there's that.
So I'm just saying.
So there's that.
And besides, what's this? If Saturday, if the Aggies win, we're going to be up against Dancing with the Stars or whatever it is for the ball game.
Yikes!
Yeah. Yikes! Because that's like a 6:30.
Going to be a lot of people looking down.
Which, you know, that's fine, but
is there a way you could buy like one seat for her and one seat for him?
I don't know. There's like I said,
yeah, because I would assume you're bringing, you know, someone else.
There'll be other people. That's right. There'll be other people. Now, here's the deal. I'm concerned about this basketball thing. So can we pull a Shel Winkley and just dance during the commercial break?
Right. That's not a bad idea. They still have to win on Thursday, guys. Okay. I hope they do. I hope that people are looking down and not at me.
A buzzer
while I'm dancing. Maybe they'll vote.
A buzzer beater, and we'd be playing Houston. You realize that?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yep.
But
it was a really good weekend for basketball.
Well, I said yesterday, I believe yesterday was probably the best day in Texas A&M athletic history since the men and the women made it to the 16, the softball team won, and the baseball team won.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
How did football do? They do
Yeah,
okay?
No.
They're still winning.
Right. All right.
All right, now, so...
Jimbo Fisher's undefeated.
Yeah, so, we have a couple of things to take care of this morning. Now, normally... We talk movies with Kate, but you know Kate is not going to be here every week now.
Right.
That is difficult.
Yes. Now you end up being our go-to movie person.
I didn't go to the movies this weekend. I had the grandkids.
That's cool.
I know all about them. I read about them. So what do you want to know?
These are movies that are really so scary people can't finish them.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to know if you finished these movies.
Oh, I saw this list.
I watched. While Lily was hard at work putting the grandchildren to bed, a man's got to know his limitations, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I watched Alien Covenant.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's yeah? That'll keep you awake.
That's where they get in the pyramid? Is that right?
No. But never mind. Thanks for playing.
All right, number four, Piranha. Piranha.
Yeah.
Did you see Piranha?
It's
practically a comedy.
Yeah. I know
there's
it
so
is.
Much gore.
Yeah.
Number three is Mexican Barbaro. Mexican Barbaro.
Sounds scary.
Right? Yeah, 2014. I haven't seen
them. Number two is Carnage Park.
Ooh.
These are made up movies.
Right. Number
this is like that 83% of men
movies.
Have a 83% of men still have a stuffed animal. What? In what?
I had a friend who just texted in and said, I still have stuffed animals. Yes, that's plural, but he gives them to his son, so that makes it better, right?
That is true.
Cabin Fever. Did you see Cabin Fever?
I saw Cabin in the Woods. That one was scary, too.
I remember you telling me about some cabin
movie. But that was a okay. great movie, Cabin in the Woods. I, once again, can't recommend it.
I got
you. But it's... It explained everything there has ever been about a teenage, one of those teenage horror movie
slash
things.
Yeah. Movies,
I've seen that. Chris stupid. Hemsworth, right?
Yeah. Why they die in this order every single movie. They
right,
went through
that.
The whole thing.
I don't like
thing.
Scary movies.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I got for that.
Okay.
I think it's more that they were...
Do you want me to talk about my... Was that what that pause was for?
That's what the pause was
for.
Zach
doesn't
know.
Jump in the gap.
Okay.
Mind the gap.
So I've got some... I've got some Star Trek news for you.
Oh.
So the popular language teaching site Duolingo has announced the launch of its latest class...
Klingon!
Star Trek's Klingon!
Yeah,
that is so
Program
great.
Creators say that it's one of the most popular constructed languages.
Of course.
It's also called... Do you know what else it's called?
No.
I don't know if it's like a nickname. Conlag?
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, the online and app-based Klingon course is going to teach the language using games and exercises. The program was designed by a Star Trek superfan in Sweden, and it will be available this week.
You know, they developed that language based on about 12 words.
Okay.
And they've decided to go ahead and if Esperanto can't catch on, by gosh, Klingon will.
That's exactly right. All right, now.
And it's a lot of guttural stuff, too.
And never again, tell me the odds.
Sound like you're angry and spitting when you try to speak.
It just sounds like German.
Like German.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so.
Yes? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Scottish people, but when you talk, it sounds like somebody put a bunch of cats in a bag and started beating it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
It's not a romantic language.
Oh, no.
All right, so here's the deal. And Chelsea, forgive me, we're going to have to stay in space for a little while.
No, it's okay.
All right, last week, NASA made this really, really big deal about the fact that Scott Kelly went up in space, his twin brother, Mark, remaining on the ground now.
And their DNA changed.
Yeah.
What?
What? That's right. He could commit a murder now, and the DNA wouldn't match.
Well, not so fast.
Oh.
Science breath.
Not so fast.
Yes. No.
NASA says about 93% of the changes reverted to pre-flight levels within 6 months of Scott's return to Earth. So, in other words, the changes in his genes are about the same as what scientists would expect to see in people who climb mountains or regular scuba divers or under other human stress.
Plus, his brother has a mustache. So there's
that.
Yeah,
that's there.
That's how you can tell them apart.
Because they did. They made a big deal out of this about how our DNA changes if we go to space for too long.
I'm kind of hurt because I bought into all of that. I thought to myself, well, now this is quite a thing.
And don't you technically get taller, too? Doesn't it stretch you out?
Well, it could be that. Yeah,
and just, then you shrink back?
Well, it's because you don't have gravity, you know, compressing. As Scott and I know, I mean, Scott used to be 6 feet tall. As you get older.
Working in radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I mean, wouldn't you have liked to have been in that meeting where they bring that scientist in and go, you know what? You're completely wrong about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get to keep your job because it's the government, but you're completely wrong.
I'm going to say the person that wrote that press release, though, might be looking for other employment. That's the other thing.
Oh, you're out the whole problem. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. We're busting the scientists here this morning.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter, featuring a helicopter drop with 40,000 eggs filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, are invited to join in the fun and collect all the eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary and Spanish-speaking services at 11:15. For more, follow us on Facebook or visit our website at fbcbryan.org. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
The Hospice Thrift Store is moving to a new location. The move from 2814 Cabot in Bryan to 3710 Old College Road in Bryan increases the retail space and customer parking. The new location will also allow the Hospice Thrift Store to accept and sell more furniture and home decor decorations. The store will be closed November 1st through the 4th and reopens on November 6th at 9 a.m. So make plans to visit the Hospice Thrift Store's new location on November 6th and check out all the new items. And remember, the thrift store has more room for donated furniture and home decor.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We always tell you about Amish furniture for generations and how they have solid wood furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen. And they do. But they do have one area where they have furniture that is not wood. And that is in the outdoor area. And of course, tomorrow being the first day of spring, time for you to think about maybe getting some outdoor furniture. The reason they do this, I mean, they're traditional chairs that you want out there. And they do have some that are made of natural wood. They have the gliders, which are very, very popular inside. They have an outdoor version of that as well. But for Adirondacks and other things like that that you might want bright colors, they have a non-natural material, a plastic-type material, that has the same endurance that you would have with solid wood, but it gives you a chance to have some of the bright colors if that's what you're wanting for your outdoor furniture. So they do have outdoor furniture that is not solid wood. But in addition, if you would prefer to have the solid wood, they have that. Other things that can enhance the outside of your home during the during the springtime is trellises, for instance. They have trellises and other outdoor-type furnishings for your yard. So Amish Furniture for Generations, they do have some things that are not solid wood, but they have the solid wood, too, when it comes to outdoor furniture. They're on Boonville Road. There is no such thing as heart-healthy obesity.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we heard this, I don't know, a few months ago, that there are people who are obese, but it's healthy. Well, no.
No, it's not.
It's not a good thing. It's really
What
really
if you
not.
Just big boned?
That's it, of course. You just be big boned. But they said that they've concluded that this study has dismantled the whole, as they call it, obesity paradox. So lose some weight. Walmart.
Put down the fork.
That's right. Walmart has filed a patent for robot bees.
Robot bees.
No, that's not going to end well.
Scary.
They believe the invention could carry pollen from one plant to another like drones and help farmers out. No word on whether they have stingers. So that's kind of odd, isn't it? Just saying.
Yeah, that is a little bizarre.
Okay, tattoo report for Kendall Jenner. Tattoo report. Did you see that?
Did not see the tattoo.
Oh, showed off her inner lip tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
They go away after a little while, too, don't they?
Why would you go through that pain?
And what did it say?
Meow.
Meow. That's right.
Are you serious?
It says here permanently embedded inside her mouth. So
I don't think they go away that quickly, Zach.
Well, I'm not saying they go away like the next day. They're not like a henna tattoo or anything, right. But I'm pretty sure they go away.
Wow.
Because you rebuild new tissue in there.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Sheriff in Alabama reportedly used public funds to buy himself a beach house.
That's not good.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, as a matter of fact, he used $750,000 in public funds to buy the beach house.
That's really not good.
That's a hell of a beach house, is all I'm saying. All right, so what did we learn today? We learned that DNA thing isn't right, and we learned that we may be getting, what is it?
I don't know. We learned about hail size, too.
We learned about hail size.
Lots of hail size comparisons.
So there. Let's hope we don't have to do that again anytime soon.
Yeah, hope not.
Going to be nice for the rest of the week, though. Tomorrow, probably the best day of the week where it'll be nice and cool. Today, we'll get up to about 80. It's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
A total witch hunt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that yet again, presumably about the Russia collusion probe, adding it has massive conflicts of interest. This after he's critical of the special counsel over the weekend. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the tweets are fueling speculation that President Trump wants to end the special counsel's investigation, even as the White House says he's not thinking about firing Robert Mueller. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, told ABC's This Week firing the special counsel would create a constitutional crisis.
I would hope that it would prompt all Democrats and Republicans in the House to pass an independent counsel law and reinstate Bob Mueller.
House Speaker Paul Ryan.